So we start with the practice meditation. There's a new book called Mahamudra Teaching, and the book color will be yellow like this, and the backside book will like this, and it will be a little smaller than this. Just like in the front couple here, there is a calligraphy writing in Tibet, and that translation is on the bottom there. And we're going to read this. We're going to put it in practice so that before we understand the whole book, we understand the cover a little bit. If we don't understand the cover, more likely hard to understand the rest. But that's just me, you know. So, in Tibet, it's called Senyu Uisar Jamsu Le Lower Sanlap Chordu Ta Senju Namka Tungbala Lower Tenju Chordu Ta. It's written in a poetry way. It's so poetry if you understand the language. It's also Ram, something called. Now the translation is, examine the luminous nature of mind. We are talking about your mind, your personal mind, your own mind. We're talking about that. And examine the luminous nature of mind. Let's say if there is no luminosity in your mind quality, then you might not ever to perceive to anything. It will be dark because whole world is more covered with the dark, perhaps black and white, because the rest of colors are minimized. It's not a lot of there. But there are multiple colors possible because start with the black and white. I'm talking about universal point of view, bigger picture. So question here is a luminosity part of your mind. Examine the luminosity nature of mind. We're talking about look into your mind. If you look closely and carefully and diligently, you might ever to notice the luminosity part of your mind. And if you have no clue what I'm talking about, you have major, major homework. Well, you have choice. You don't want to bother. That's up to you. But if it concerns you, your mind, quality of your mind, then major, major homework. In other words, there's something you need to work on. There's something you can practice. You can't trick them. You can't blame them, somebody. You can't really understand that by trick or cheat them. You cannot cheat them to understand that. You just have to, the word I would use is because it may not be appropriate, but really I can just say that word is you earn. You earn, when you earn, nobody asks you question because you earn it. Luminosity nature, understand the luminosity nature of mind, you have to earn it. To me, luminosity nature of mind is the most beautiful that there is. Nothing more important than the luminosity part of the mind, nature of mind is. Because our mind is everything, or anything has any value, the mind, value. Value of mind is everything, anything. In other words, no value of your own mind, there's no value, there's no worth, then anything external, internal thing has no value. Who's going to value that? Without mind. So examine the luminosity nature of mind. Two sentences. And the example is, it is like an ocean with the temporary waves. So the ocean, supposed to be ocean, is a big karpa medengchutsik, and the better word they call medengchutsik means 7 fires can burn any planet, will be just like a piece of paper, how they flame them. Chutsik means everything, anything will be dissolved into the water. Dissolved into water, I give you a good example, is a piece of pill, P-I-L-L, pill, put in a glass of water. How that happened? The piece of pill, the pill represents like planet Earth, and how it dissolved into the water once for all is part of water, the pill dissolves, and you cannot find the pill anymore. They are no longer available. Kind of, it just kind of disappeared in the water. That's called chutsek. Karpa me den chutse. Karpa is a aeon of 7 fire and 1 water. Now, so it also means it is like an ocean with the temporary waves. Temporary waves are talking about our thoughts. Namtoks. Temporary thoughts means temporary waves means namtok. Namtok means feeling good, feeling bad, feeling sad, feeling confused. Anything to do within your mind. It's like a wave. And where they're coming from is from ocean. And ocean is a symbolic of universal mind. And the wave represents individualized mind. Means when you think about I, when you put yourself, I want, I need, I'm suffering, I'm confused. When you talk about I, it become a namto. It become like waves. The waves is not separate from the ocean, but it's also separate temporarily. Because wave, you see different than ocean, even though they are connected each other. There's no such a wave without ocean. So there is no such individual mind without universal mind. Or alaya. Guingjit namhi is alaya. Alaya is the mind, nothing else. Alaya is also dharmakaya. Alaya is also part of the emptiness, spaciousness. Alaya is a part of the luminosity. Just everything, the possible, it's because the alaya, foundation. Also, Dharmakaya type. From Dharmakaya, then Nirmanakaya, Sambhogakaya, and then Svavibhagakaya, all kinds of kayas emerge or possible to reveal from Dharmakaya. So this is a called a way. Next part is examine the empty, spacious nature of mind. Mind is very empty. The nature of mind is very empty. And you may feel your life is also part of very empty. You may have many, many toys, but that does not really do anything. Still, you may experiencing emptiness. Part of its mind is nature of mind is empty. Therefore, it is possible many, many, many good thoughts and bad thoughts rises and also ceases. Your happiness is also depends on how you're rising your thoughts. Your sad and pain and concern, suffering, it also depends on rising and ceasing of your mind. Rising and ceasing, coming and going, but interpreting wrong way is a major problem. You don't only interpret them, you also develop attachment behind that. That is a part of the problem begins. Perhaps rising and ceasing is not the problem if you don't attach to it. But that is very difficult not attach to it. Because you are, since the beginningless time, try to attach more and more. So your practice is very deep-rooted and very successful for many lifetimes. So suddenly you have to change. That's not going to be easy. But anyway, true practitioner, genuine Dharma practitioner, be able to take it easy and reduce attachment. Reduce attachment is another way of saying reduce your problem. Another way of saying reduce your stress. Another way of saying is you're taking it easy. I think common people will say you just need to take it easy. You take it easy. And that word really means you take it easy. Don't go too crazy. It means that. But the Buddhist point of view, take it easy, really means take it easy on the negative karma, attachment. Take it easy. Don't commit it too much. Don't create it too much. Does not mean take it easy, increasing your positive creation. Positive things we need to create more and more. So, if you understand the luminosity nature of your mind, if you understand the empty spacious nature of your mind, you begin to understand your mind a little bit. The more you understand your mind, the more you understand, you know, your world, W-O-R-L-D, your world. Your world is always around you. No matter where you go, no matter where you sleep, no matter where you end up, your world is always with you, and the quality of attributes of your world, W-O-R-L-D, world, has a lot to do with understanding about your nature of your mind. Nature of your mind, luminosity, nature of your mind, empty, spacious nature of your mind. So if you don't understand the nature of your mind, then you understand million things, a thousand things, but you don't understand most important thing in your life to understand yourself. You don't understand yourself. That means everything you understand, it's worth not much. It's called Jashichiduk. The root text is Jashichiduk. I know 100 different things, but no worth even knowing one thing. No worth much knowing one thing, which means you don't know your mind. Jingxi Kudu means knowing one thing, knowing everything. Knowing your mind, knowing your world, W-O-R-L-D, world. Knowing your world, knowing everything. Very important. And only those are possibility if you can understand four sentences in front of the text, cover. It is like a sky with the temporary clouds. The sky is Dharmakaya, part of your mind. The clouds are your individual part of your thoughts. So, if there's no space, sky, there will be no cloud. But the cloud disappeared in the sky, appears in the sky, blue sky. Likewise, in a Dharmakaya, Alaya, your thoughts rises, thoughts ceases. Again, it is important to know that most majority thoughts that we deal with every day, every minute, every hour, every second, it's nothing other than to do with samsara activities. Samsara activity means that the activities are since the beginningless time we involve with it, it never ends. You have to do again, 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 again. Countless times you have to do it. You're not getting anywhere. In other words, what's the result of doing that? You're not getting anywhere. It's also called go round and around. And how long? Since beginningless time. And how long we have to go? Since beginningless time. So you go round and round and round, hoping that there is some solution, hoping you might run into magic powers, hoping you might see a new door somewhere you can end up by accidentally. You can get out of that. One of the examples strikingly remember at this issue, this subject here is, the fly has a wing, and hopefully we don't see here in this room, but if you capture one of them, put it in a vase, like a pot or vase, then you put the lid, but the room is big enough to fly around. The pot is big enough to fly around. The bee want to escape because it's not that very nice that you fly around around so many times in a small pot. Unenlightened beings fly around in samsara, very same manner. And we go around and around all the time, hoping the ultimate solution might appear somewhere. So, same analysis, how that we can escape from there, how unenlightened beings escape from samsara, very same dilemma, same goal, same issue. The one way you can, solve this problem is that we have to transcend and get out of the path without even using door or the let or the hall. For unenlightened beings, one way you can only get out of the going round and round the loop is knowing your mind and spaciousness. Just like here saying, it is like a sky with a temporary cloud. Once you remove the cloud, there is nothing to worry about to get out. Once, like if you surf the ocean with the temporary waves, if the waves disappeared, there's nothing to worry about individual because you're part of everything, like Dharmakaya. That is the liberation. That is called self-liberation, because you might not able to take large group with you, but you manage to do that, knowing your nature of mind. So once again, examine the luminosity nature of mind. It is like ocean with temporary waves. Examine the empty, spacious nature of mind. It is like a sky with the temporary clouds. So see if there any relevance with your practice. Let's meditate. Everybody. So if you are Mahamudra practitioner, you will have Mahamudra experience. And then if you don't have experience, then that's something you need to work on. Your own experience is better than depend on other people's experience. Also, Mahamudra practitioners have a high reputation. High reputation means that they're saying the Mahamudra practitioners, when they died, they have a more inner outer signs, S-I-G-N, sign, good signs that they may know when he or she need to go. Also, more enjoyment, happiness, process of separation between body and mind, or mind from the body. Also, those are the signs. We have saying, just somebody very learned can talk and read and write and teach Mahamudra. It's not necessarily have those qualities. But those who are put into practice, those who knows nature of the luminosity nature of mind and the empty spacious nature of mind, those who know that and those who work on that and those who meditate upon that has a highly reputation that they have more realization because they have more experience. So I'm trying to explain how important knowing yourself is. Although you may not see how important knowing yourself is, but not knowing oneself is not knowing anything. Period. Although we can say, I know many things, Lama, where you don't know. I know how to sell used cars or something like that, but nothing essence, no essence, no ultimate essence. You can say, I speak many languages, including Ranatang. Okay, that's good. But really, if you know how many languages, anything, we're still talking about for survivor and a single lifetime, those are necessary. If you know how to copy exactly somebody, know how to do, if you know how to do exactly, that's called, it's a very learned, very skillful for survivor thing. But will that be benefit the next lifetime? Majority activities that we view as important, it's only very temporary. Let's take your job. So you have a degree and you have a job, but it's not so important as soon as you retired. Maybe you can say, well, I have this degree, there are several papers. Prem, they're hanging everywhere. But really, that's it. You gotta go, eventually, and burn. Who's going to value them? Your kids, if you have one. Well, if you don't have anything, maybe it's just extra things in a garage. Like that. So, message here is knowing yourself is knowing your basic goodness. And basic goodness, knowing yourself, it means the discovery of your treasure within yourself. Discover it. Treasure. Knowing yourself makes you no scared anymore. Knowing yourself becomes more stable yourself. Knowing yourself is you begin to feel that I don't have to know everything. I know most important thing is my nature of my own mind. So that's very important. Those are the highlights. Now I suppose promote this book. I had to convince you to buy this book so that I don't know who's going to reach or not. But anyway, to convince this book, so the Mahamudra teaching, the Saraha and Nagarjuna and Naropa and Telopa and third Karmapa, eighth Karmapa, all the Mahamudra lineage holders, I have to promote that as a part of the blessings. So, when you buy this text, you're going to be able to learn many things. And if I say just table of contents, I have a schools of Buddhism. Probably we're talking about four schools of Tibetan Buddhism. Then it's the Kagyu school in lineage. We're talking about lineage, how transmission is how important in our school. Story of Telopa Naropa. Relationship Telopa Naropa. Student-teacher relationship. How important. And that goes with if you have a teacher, how you need to develop good relationship with teacher. Story of Marpa and Milarepa. Marpa brought a lot of gold. Collect a lot of gold, sold everything what he has in order to receive teaching from Naropa. And Lochusam Dawa during the day, 13 years and 7 months he spent in India, and also brought Dharma back to Tibet. And he's our founder father of Kagyu lineage, Marpa Lhotsawa. Those days, gold seems more valuable than anything else. They didn't know that diamond is more expensive. But the gold, and a teacher gave teaching to students, how serious the student is. Students, how serious the student is. When somebody show gold, then he noticed that this person is a serious matter. Therefore, if he sacrificed like that and give up his life and cross the India by walking and receive teaching and show gold, he need return to the gold. He need teachings like just like gold for him. That's how he received the teachings. So we need to remember, the more we sacrifice, let it go, more Dharma benefits. More valuable to you, we need to learn to share with others, because others want the more valuable too. Majority of people think let it go is ones that you're not going to use anymore. Rather than the ones you really like so much, you won't let it go. But in Marpa and Milarepa story, they dedicate body, speech, mind to the teacher. And in return, whatever worth of body, speech, mind return the same kind of value received teachings. We sacrifice some money, a few dollars here and there, so we get that much benefit. So, story of Marpa and Milarepa. Story of Karmapa. Meditation gestures. How to sit, meditate. And then meditation focus. And it talk about how you make a focus on a particular object or objectless. Mahamudra meditation, objectless. Chapter 1, one-pointed meditation. Yoga of one-pointedness. And then three stages of one-pointedness. Within a one-pointed meditation, there will be three different chapters, each short chapters. And perfect meditation, what we're looking for perfect meditation. How happy you are. When you touch or taste the ultimate dessert of meditation, how you experience. You will not ever to explain anybody because there's no words. But you witness yourself how powerful, how wonderful it is. Says the first stage of Mahamudra, the second stage of Mahamudra, the third stage of Mahamudra. Mahamudra divided into three different stages and the three different chapters. We talk about reality of emptiness and nature of reality. We talk about material possessions, and we also conclusion of Mahamudra. So this section originated from OC, California, oral talk, and they captured the oral teachings into book form, conclusion Mahamudra. Then the next day we have an origin of Mahamudra transmission. We began to talk about the ground Mahamudra. Basically, it talked about basic goodness and Buddha nature a little bit. So the everybody qualified to do the Mahamudra practice. And it's a small chapters. Question answer students. And next part, chapter 2, we talk about the reincarnation and Turku issues. They will have chapters on that. 17 Karmapa and his authenticity reincarnation. We talk about the some homework opportunities. Meditation instructions, physical posture meditation, it's the second day. And question is, are you in the meditation? Well, you are in the meditation. Alertness. Are you sleepy, drowsy, practicing drowsiness? Or you are practicing a daydream? Or practicing ice cream? Or what you doing? Whatever it is, am I fully alert? Am I meditating? Or am I just pretending meditating? Meditation on your mind. Mahamudra in modern time, 21st century, things rapid, things moving faster and faster all the time. And the quality of life may be a little bit degenerating. Simply, everybody competing with the speed of high-tech or energy, lights, and everything so speed. We're making ourselves less and less patient. In other words, Nobody since practice patience anymore. And even waiting for 3 minutes, 4 minutes at the bank or post office is too much, too long waiting. In ancient time, if you can do post office or bank one day, you're very successful work. Wow, you accomplished something today. Now, 3 minutes is really pain in the neck. Too long waiting. And then if you heard one bad word from somebody, you will just explode right there. That means your patience are non-existent. And impatient is highly practiced, multiple practiced. So those kind of things we talk about. Mahamudra modern time, struggling with the rule of man-made. Basically, the more rule regulation that we added, man-made rule, we're making ourselves more complicated. But we don't say we are making complicated, we say improving. That's what we say, things are improving. So that's part. Ancient time, relationship I and other chapter. 84 Mahasiddhas chapter on 84 Mahasiddhas. Responsibility of King Indrabhuti. King Indrabhuti is a king and practice Mahamudra, and he become part of 84 Mahasiddha chapter on that. Pandit Nagarjuna, he was a Pandit Nagarjuna and a Pandit, or the Pandit of the Pandit, also practice Mahamudra. He's in a Mahamudra lineage in Kagyu. Mahasiddha Saraha, 84 Mahasiddha chapter on the Saraha. Daily Mahamudra practice. How you do daily practice? There was a chapter on Mahamudra of a non-conceptual mind. Ninth Karmapa. Then we talk about the how to reduce attachment, because attachment is attachment even you attach to good things. Multiple components. Dharmakaya. And here, the mind is everything. I have another chapter on the mind, how mind tricks, how the mind influence our happiness or sad and sorrow. Why we get ourselves so sad, so depressed. Why? And mind is everything. And positive or negative emotions, how play important role in chapter 35, positive and negative emotion on the chapter. We have advanced Mahamudra meditation, subtle delusions. In order to experiencing subtle delusion, we have to deal with the gross delusion first. Then we talk about subtle delusion. Majority of people, subtle delusion is a far way. Cannot deal with that because we haven't deal with the gross delusions are. Breathing and calming the mind. Taking a sentence, part of the Mahayana teaching, Mahamudra practice, is also taking and sending. And clear state of mind. How we can leap the mind without disturbed. Chapter on it. Analytical meditation. Analytical meditation is similar like a meditation upon a luminosity part of the mind, and you just kind of meditate and see what you can find in the meditation. Mahamudra, one flavor. Ruchik, one flavor. Chapter on it. And once you experience an ruchik, one taste experience, you also see samsara and nirvana are also indifferentiable. Chapter on that. Self-recognizing is how you self-liberate and self-recognize and self-understand yourself. Chapter on it. How you see Buddha has a lot to do with how you see your mind, how you see yourself. What do you see yourself has a lot to do with how you see Buddha. Chapter on that. Karma, cause and effect. How important, even though we fail to follow, but how important day to day karma, cause and effect. Ignorance. Inherent ignorance. There's no such called inherent ignorance, but the ignorance we came with so long, even though they are not permanently, but they seems like permanent. So your relationship with ignorance is a long, long time, makes ignorance become like a permanent, but it's not a permanent, it's still temporary. The whole universe, forgettable whole universe, work with your universe, individual universe. Remedy for drowsiness, students' devotion. How devotion is important, even though it's hard to devote it anything because you don't know what to devote it. But if how important they work. Without devotion, something missing and things doesn't work. Student devotion. Galaxies and space. Well, conditions where we are. Talk about galaxies and space, how we are. We appear from space, we disappear in space. Objectless meditation, mind, seeing a mind. That is something very important. Mind, seeing a mind, is you have to see yourself with your own mind, to your mind. That's very difficult. Chapter on that. Mind's essence, crystal clear sunlight. Clear mind for meditation, rising and ceasing, attachment and confusion. Confusion, how confusion you experiencing with attachment, your attachment, how it brings the confusion. Human activities, human responsibilities in other realm nearly created karma. Newly created karma, we create karma just like this morning we are here listening Mahamudra, we're creating karma. Newly created karma. Accidental karma. And then karmic death. That's something you bring them many lifetimes. So you are dealing with the three different types of karma. One, you didn't purify yourself. You didn't pay back yet. So you owe them that type of karma. Newly created karma, which is a result is not available yet, or as far as you know. And then one is nothing to do with the new karma, nothing to do with the previous karma. It just have an accidental karma. accidentally happen, get involved with it. And that karma, again, accidental karma, but you have to deal with it. And then it become eventually, it start with the accidental karma, but then you have to deal with become real karma. Planting positive seeds, level of understanding, ground Mahamudra, Buddha nature we talk, and basic goodness, jewel of the mind. This one talk about earlier, your mind is the most precious thing, that leverage talk on jewel of the mind. Humans are social, Humans are social beings. Basically, humans are how important each other to recognize that all human beings, we are basically understand one family, not take advantage of each other. Mind only body, mother sentient beings. Why all sentient beings so important? Gordon teaching all sentient beings are our mother. Essence of enlightened ones, genuine guru or masters. Genuine guru and masters seems like slowly but surely reveal when you become genuine students. And that teacher can be near you, that teacher can be far away, it doesn't matter, you can feel connection. Essence of enlightened ones. Psychotherapy, East and West. Best psychotherapist is those who has a tremendous unconditional love and compassion and full of wisdom. They will be the best psychotherapist. Dual wisdom, living examples, student homework. Padmahamudra. Padmahamudra deal with the six parameters. How you practice perfections. In order to practice six perfections, we really need to one by one practice. Padmahamudra. Death and dying chapter. Lotus flower of mind. Authentic spiritual friend. Unconditional love. Unconditional love is appreciated by all living beings in the universe. No religious battle, no belief systems of battle, no gender, no color issues, nothing. Unconditional love is appreciated by all living beings. Very important to remember. Mahamudra of non-meditation. You meditate so many lifetimes where you reach, you don't have to meditate, but you are in the meditation. That would be non-meditation. Mother and son luminosity. That means when you see the universe and become part of the universe yourself, then mother reunite with the son, or son reunite with the mother. And that type of happiness experienced. Dharmakaya is a manifest. Well, purification and Mahamudra practice facilitate your understanding Dharmakaya more and more manifest to you. And he talked about sleep meditation, chapter on how you can meditate while you go sleep. Ordinary mind into wisdom mind. Instantly, how you can focus, change, transform your thoughts by practicing Mahamudra. This is chapter 84. Effortless meditation. You put so much effort, you get to a point where you have less effort in meditation. Join the liberation of Dharmakaya, still have a long way to go. Mundane decisions making. Mother's love has no comparison. No comparison. Mother's love, no comparison to any other love in human experience. The mother's love to the child. Therefore, how important the mother is, our mother is, in this lifetime mother, and relationship with many lifetime, many mothers. A good Buddhist practitioner. Children learn from their parents. Here is that paragraph, how we teach children without teaching children, and how you behave yourself, how they learn from you without even teaching. Natural societies security system. It is children's responsibility to take care of the parents. If the parents are responsible, take care of their parents. Don't take advantage. Your happiness is my happiness. This is the author's point of view. If the sentient means you can make happy, that happiness is your happiness. So you're no shortage of happiness if you can make everybody happy. Genuine love. Still, we have many chapters to go, and I'm not sure I can get through all of this. Luminosity, clarity of mind. Luminosity, clarity of your mind. Thousand light. Phenomena rises by the seas. Darkness as an obstacle. Confused. The ignorant state of mind. Nature of your mind is perfect. Each sentence I'm reading has a chapter on it. Confused. The nature of your mind is perfect. Violence never brings you happiness. Although people are fighting their siblings, parents, against their relatives, fighting, and try to solve the problem by killing. So there is a topic on the violence never brings you happiness. It will more problem. The more violence you involve, the more problem. Planning the seat of Mahamudra. Meditation as stable as a mountain. Mind's power has no boundary. Your mind has a power, no boundary. Regular body and dream like a body. How we view the body, present body, they made out of air and water. Subject on the Mahamudra Yana and Tantra Yana. We ought to have a goal, but most people don't have any goal. Poor tantras, subject on poor tantras. Empty nature of phenomena, seal. Poor seals on traffic. Poor seals of Mahamudra. Poor mudras in Sanskrit. Anuttara Yoga include in three subdivisions of tantra. Father Tantra, Mother Tantra, and Union Tantra. Each has a traffic subject. Happiness amidst the turmoil. How can you experience the happiness in midst of turmoil? Subject on there. You are just like a beautiful flower. I took flower as the example. And a life, it's like a flower. And each one of them, there is a subject on that. Deception of outer appearances. Subject, Mahamudra lineage transmission. Unobstructed spaces of mind. Subject, we have subject on the monkey mind. Limitless spacious mind. Subject, Buddha and Bodhisattva. Subject, mind moves freely, life after life. This talk about the life after death a little bit. Unobstructed spaces of the mind. Why practice calm abiding? Because it's always like boiling. Boiling out of the boiling means mind is always like boiling because of our passion and aggression. So we need to calm down, cool down. And meditation is the only way you cool down. Improving merit and wisdom. Some people have some degree of wisdom, but they have shortage of merit. Some have merit, but they have no wisdom. We need to bring both. Season of spiritual flowers. Freedom from anger. Not free from physical bondage. There is always a fear. Practice without expectation. Very hard. People do little practice, but they have high level of expectation. So that they did practice, but they have high level expectation. All they did is practice on the expectation. real practice was kind of become smaller, not much. Do not mix doubt into meditation. When you meditate, you need to put a doubt aside, but people put a doubt side by side, so meditation becomes not so meditation. Emptiness of mind. All sentient beings are confused. This is that we're looking for a perfect person, perfect teacher, perfect student, but haven't found a perfect one so far. The mind is empty of inherent existence. Mind possesses limitless possibilities. Self-liberation. The great yogi Milarepa, I have a little paragraph there. State of transcendent awareness. What is the root of suffering? Root of suffering is attachment. When you don't have any attachment, you don't have any suffering. Knowing your mind, knowing everything. Early we talked, there is a subject, chapter 124. Fruition of Mahamudra. Six perfections are path Mahamudra. The ultimate goal of Mahamudra. Four kayas of Mahamudra. There will be a Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nimanakaya, Suvavipakaya. Four kayas of Buddhist and of there is a poor paragraph, small paragraph that you can read. Maturity depends upon devotion. More devotion, you are more maturing. Less devotion, not so maturing. Fruition Mahamudra. Closing remarks, acknowledgement, dedication of merit, life story of the author, guru of the guru, glossary index. So, acknowledgement, I want to say the acknowledgement part. Say a few words about acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. So, it says, I would like to thank many who contribute the creation of this book. There's a few individuals without whom the text would never have come into existence. First and foremost, those students attend the teachings in Orange County, California, in February 2012. So, initially, their contribution draft of this book coming from California students. And on top of that, then we work on the many improvement on that. So here I want to thank you. I would like to extend special to Scott Purple Hyde and Mr. Bruce Rio, who is also involved with this, and Mr. John Dutton for the effort with the final editing. Also, I would like to offer my sincere gratitude to Yogini Linda Sparkline. She worked on every single book I work with. She reviewed them, edit for final editing of quality that most writers seldom see. Finally, I would like to express my enduring appreciation to Tashi and Tashi for their patience, because when I say I'm writing book, they can easy to lose their patience. But they didn't. Continued support during the creation and final creation of this book. My most recent turning of the wheel of Dharma. So that talk about the little bit the importance of the book. And after we talk is end and the fellowship, if you want me to pray and hand you the book and you're interested to buy one, then as soon as I get out here, we're going to have book signing. And so I read the all chapters like index and then talk a little bit. Thank you very much, everybody. Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
And now sing a song, Milarepa.